Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's your game winner for the Bruins. Mark Kastelic gets his first. It hits two players, just a, as Dan Dunleavy said, a dirty bounce against Alex Lyon. And kind of a shame for Lyon's performance that that ends up being the game winner. Our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. As we welcome you here into the postgame, Sabres fall to 0-2 as they lose in Boston at TD Garden in front of 17,850. The game, I guess I would say, got better as it went on for the Sabres. They seem to definitely seem to be better after finally they got a goal. Jason Zucker scoring at 9:46 of the third. That stopped a scoreless streak of 109 minutes and fourth. Thought, okay, you can erase the negative of the first five periods of this season if you can get a power play goal right here and give yourself an opportunity to win. And again, the power play at the end of the night is a big disappointment. They mirror their total from the other night. 0-4 against the Rangers and now 0-4 tonight against Boston. And the Sabres, big-time scorers. I mean, Paul and I were talking about during the intermission, Tage Thompson's, you know, Alex Tuck, Rasmus Dahlin, these are the guys that they're going to have to be involved in getting goals here. Yuri Kulik, and they have not been able to score yet. Zucker's shot deflects off of a Bruins stick and goes in. I guess you could say, you know, a lucky break for the Sabres there too, but shooting it at the net, that's how Kastelic got the game winner as well, shooting it at the net and a bounce goes their way. Corrali ends up putting in the empty netter with just under 3 seconds left, and the Bruins win it by a score of 3-1. We welcome your tweets. You can send them to me at BrianWGR. We'll read some tweets here. We'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. We'll read some of those shortly. Paul Hamilton is awaiting outside the Sabres dressing room as we speak. So we're going to get some live player reaction here coming up any moment as the Sabres drop to 0-2. And their next game is Monday at 12:30. It's an afternoon game. Columbus Day, schools will be off, so a lot of kids, I'm sure, and families that will be in attendance for this one. Sabres and Avalanche, 12:30. If you're listening in Buffalo, that game will be on the Bet 1520 with Bills Network pregame coverage starting that afternoon. Don't forget the Bills play the Falcons Monday night. So a nice Buffalo sports doubleheader on Monday. Sabres at 12:30, and then, of course, the Bills and the Falcons later that night. But we're here to talk about this Sabres loss in Boston tonight that obviously, you know, for a while was not trending very well. Alex Lyon, again, one of the best players on the ice on both sides and has looked very good in two games so far, keeping Buffalo in it throughout. He had some big saves throughout, even early third. Speaking of Lyon, here he is. He's live with Paul in Boston.
Alex, very busy first period for you there. When you're in the middle of something like that, is it almost to the point where you just have no time to think? All you can do is react?
Yeah, I mean, for sure you're just in the moment, and you know, I think that maybe sounds a little more ominous than it actually is. I think it's a goalie, you just have experienced those situations, and so You just try to grind and give the boys a chance to come out the other side.
Alex, team didn't create a lot of offensive chances in the first half, but suddenly, first quarter, period, sorry. But suddenly kind of started to find its stride in the second period. What changed? What changed about the demeanor? What changed about the style of play? What did you see change?
I think that we clearly need to, think about our starts a little bit more. For the second time, I think we really tightened it up and dialed it in for the last two periods. But, I don't have any explanation for that. But if you want to be a consistently really good team, you have to find a way to get that more often than not. That good feeling.
And what will it take for the team to really get that sense of urgency from the jump?
Well, I think it's individual largely, and everybody is different in how they approach the start and how they want to, and maybe it is a team thing. And, as a goalie, you're kind of a little bit in your own bubble. So it's hard for me to say, to be quite honest. Like I said, if we want to be a successful team, we're just going to have to find that right off the hop. But that being said, we played better in the second and third, and that's encouraging.
Unfortunately for you, that second goal is kind of how some goals are scored in the NHL. It's going in off legs and everything else, and really not much you could do.
Yeah. Like every goal you want, you have to believe that you could have saved it. And that's part of being a successful NHL goalie is, everything, every shot, you have to approach the exact same way. And that being said, yeah, it's I picked it up late for sure, but I don't know. I just don't really like to think about it like that. I like to kind of treat them all the same, and you want to believe that you can always make the save.
On the other side, I think Lindholm thought he had an empty net over there, and you were able to get over there. It seemed like you kind of knew all along you were going to get your glove over there.
I certainly did not know.
Looked like you did.
I thought he had an empty net too. Sometimes you send a little hope and prayer out there, and it works out. So he's a great player. I'm sure he's going to be kicking himself tonight. And those types of things balance themselves out. Maybe it balanced itself out with that second goal. So
you don't have a lot of time to think about it. You're right back at it about noon on Monday. Is that a good thing to get right back at it, or would you like a practice in between?
It's certainly going to be a test. I think everybody knows who we got coming in the building. In less than 48 hours. So we just got to get home, and honestly, we just got to start preparing and do the right things tomorrow. We got a day off tomorrow, so that's important. When you got a day off into a day game, you have to prepare the right way. And a lot of times in those day games, whoever is prepared the most often, does well. So, yeah, we got to treat the next 48 hours the right way for sure.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Alex Lyon in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul. Good interview. Like hearing Alex Lyon and his thoughts there. I think some really honest thoughts. He still kind of took a little blame for that game-winning goal that the Bruins had. He says, look, being part of a successful NHL goalie, like I feel like I can stop everything. And I like that kind of mentality from him. But we'll go back to the room. Buffalo's goal scorer. Here's Jason Zucker live with Paul.
Jason, you guys broke through on a goal that is the way goals are scored in the NHL. Get pucks and people to the net, and sometimes good things happen. Was that just kind of what you were thinking? Let's get some folks and some pucks there and see what happens?
Yeah, Sammy made a great play in the neutral zone there. Kicked it out, drove the net well, pulled their D back. And for me, I was just trying to buy time to let him get there. Fortunate bounce. And, sometimes that stuff happens.
Where was the team's bite on offense in the first period? We held the two shots on goal.
It just wasn't good enough. We weren't winning battles. We weren't skating. I don't think we were supporting each other enough. We were a little too far apart offensively. I think we were throwing pucks away. It didn't, we're not making many plays offensively right now. I think we got to be better there. I think we're throwing pucks away, rimming pucks to nobody. We got to sort that out a little bit.
After your goal, you guys really tilted the ice on them. Is that encouraging just going forward that you've got some momentum at the end of the game?
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to see you have a goal on the board, and I definitely think we had a little bit more momentum there. I thought we did some good things. I thought Tomer had a couple of really good chances that were going to go in. got to give them credit. They defended well. They made it tough on us. But we got to be able to fight through it and be a little tougher to play against.
Now, they only got two and then the empty netter on you guys. Were you guys playing as well defensively as you did maybe against the Rangers, or did Alex Lyon come up with some great saves too?
Honestly, I thought overall, I think it was both. I think Lyon's playing very well. A lot to be happy about there. Very impressed with his game. He's held us in both games, in a lot of ways. I do think we're better defensively. But I think we got to start getting a more well-rounded mindset, not just playing good defense, but going to make it tougher on other teams to defend us. And I think we'll be all right.
It is what it is. I mean, you don't have a practice and you're back at it at noon on Monday. But would you rather have a practice in there where maybe you guys can get some work in before you play Colorado?
I think we're past practice at this point. I mean, that's a mindset thing. I think we've got to find our legs. You got to think about holding on to pucks a little bit more, taking a bump and still holding pucks rather than throwing things away, and have a little bit more confidence with it.
At the same time, how do you create that urgency right off the opening faceoff? And who needs to create that for this team?
It falls on me. It falls on all the older guys on the team and the guys that have played for a few years now. It's the urgency's got to be there. And I'll say from a mindset standpoint, I feel that we're saying the right things. We're not executing properly right now. And I think, it starts with me. I got to be better. I think we all got to be a little bit better, look in the mirror, and come ready to play on Monday.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Zucker on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Zucker. Thank you, Paul, there with Paul Hamilton as he breaks the scoring drought here as the Sabres were heading into 5-plus periods without a goal, and he gets one at 9:46. Samuelson, the assist. He credited Samuelson for the play in the middle of the ice, and then he did. He was waiting for Samuelson to crash the net. The defender slid over, as Rob talked about, and that created the shooting lane for Zucker, and it went off the Bruins stick and in. And then, of course, I thought Buffalo played their best 10 minutes there, but again, a power play opportunity. They just have to convert on some of those. 0-for-8 now to start the season. 0-for-4 against the Rangers, 0-for-4 against the Sabres against the Bruins tonight. All right, we should have Lindy Ruff here coming up any moment. At least that's what I'm being told, so we'll stick right here. Sabres will play Colorado next Monday at 12:30. We'll have it for you, of course. Again, if you're listening in Buffalo, we'll have it on the Bet 1520. While we wait, let's get in our Blue Star Home Services. 3 stars of the game. Your heating and cooling experts ready to improve your home's comfort. Game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. All Bruins. Kastelic with the game winner, star number 3. He had an assist as well. Zaka, who opened the scoring, star number 2. And Jeremy Swayman is star number 1. Again, our Blue Star Home Services, 3 stars of the game. All Bruins. Swayman in net tonight. He ends up facing 22 shots and makes 21 saves. He only faced 2 in the first period. They added a shot to Buffalo's total. I know for a while it just said 1, but 2 for the Sabres in the first, 13 in the second, 7 in the third, 22 total, and Swayman stopping 21 of them. Alex Lyon played excellent in the loss, 30 shots, 28 saves. Again, both teams 0-for-4 on the power play in this one. Shots in the third were 7-5 Buffalo. All right. Lindy Ruff, here he is live with Paul.
Lindy, what kind of changes did you make between the first and second to start trying to get some offensive zone time?
We had to raise our level of compete. I thought our compete was terrible. Worst compete in skating, moving the feet that I've seen.
How does your team need to...
You got to compete.
How does your team need to create that sense of urgency right off the opening faceoff?
By competing. It's not the guy that has the puck, it's the guy from away from it. I thought we played some one-on-one hockey. We didn't move our feet. We didn't win races for the puck. You know, at the start of a game when everybody has energy, it's hard hockey, and we lost the battle.
Hand in hand with what you're talking about, do your best players have to be your best players if you guys are going to win hockey games?
On any team, your best players have to be best players. It was not a good night for them.
What do you think of Doan's performance? Seemed like he had some good energy.
Yeah, he worked hard. You know, moved him up, tried to get the guys I thought were going. I tried to get him in a better position to help us out. I think some of those changes helped.
How valuable has Alex Lyon been in the first 2 games, keeping this team
He's
in these
played
games?
Great. He's played great. I thought that first period was all Alex, really. Yeah. You know, we gained some traction in the second, and then, we had three or four. The Owen Power walking in, you know, missing a net. We had Alex Tuck that walked in, you know, could have made a difference in the game too. So in the first period, it was all Alex.
Is that goal that you did score an example of what you need to do? You got pucks and you got people going to the net, and you finally got a goal.
Well, yeah, that is an example. You know, we skated, we got around the top of the circle, we got a little bit of a break. I think it hit their stick. But, you know, I think you saw in the third period, when we started getting pucks to the net, even from tough angles, we got some bounces. We had Krebs in the slot alone. We had Dolls in the slot alone that, you know, we didn't connect on. We're too much on the fancy side. Until we put the boots on and go to work and realize that the only way you're going to win hockey games this league is outwork the other team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Lindy Ruff on the post game, Brian. You.
All right, Paul. Thank you very much. Lindy Ruff right there. We'll get Paul's final thoughts here coming up in just one moment as the Sabres fall 3-1, dropping to 0-2 on the season. Ruff crediting Alex Lyon there, saying their best players have to be their best players, but it wasn't a good night for them. And, you know, Paul and I were mentioning it during the second intermission. I mean, that's Thompson, that's Dahlin, that's Tuck. They've not created much offensively in terms of opportunities to score, for sure, as Buffalo has just one goal here through six periods of play. I mentioned the power plays, both teams 0 for 4, final shot totals 31-22, Lyon with 28 saves, Swayman with 21. These are all our final stats of the game, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Individually tonight, how about this? Thompson, did you know he had 8 shots of the 23? Thompson a minus 2, but he had 8 shots on net. Josh Doan, Peyton Krebs, Jason Zucker all had 3 apiece. I knew Thompson had some in the third there for sure, but 8, wow, that's a lot here at the end of the night. Other minus 2s, Kulik's a minus 2, and Thompson a minus 2. Those are the only ones in that game that had that. In terms of hits, Timmins credited with 3, Samuelson credited with 3. Pasternak on the other side had 7 shots for the Bruins as they outshoot the Sabres again 31-23 in this one tonight in the 3-1 victory. Again, send your tweets in. We'll read some tweets here a little bit later on as we'll get connected with our fans powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Okay, back to TD Garden, and let's get some final thoughts here from Paul Hamilton. Paul, the Sabres finally get a goal, but in the end, they still needed at least one more to get any points out of this game here. They fall 3-1.
Yeah, and it goes, I can't say it any better than Lindy Ruff did, to be quite honest with you. And it's kind of what we were saying at the second intermission. It was pretty close to what you and I were talking about. Your best players have to be your best players. They weren't even close. I understand what you just said. What did you say, Thompson had 8 shots?
Yeah. I think a lot in the end there.
Yeah. But the thing is, he wasn't bearing down on those shots. You know, where were they going? Were they going in the net? Were they going close to the net? You know, it's right off the bat. I mean, what was it? The first minute, maybe, or a little, maybe the first 5 minutes, he gets set up in the slot over the top of the net. He's the guy. That's the thing. You know, and there's no room. You know, that's a lot of pressure, and I get that. But you've signed a contract to have that pressure. You're the guy. You want to be the guy. You've got it in your head that maybe you can score 50 goals. And, you know, you're not going to score 50 goals playing the way you did the last two games. It's as simple as that. It's not even close to good enough. And I'm not blaming him totally. I mean, there are other people to talk about. Other guys who should be their best players but aren't. But they've basically just twittered away the first two games of the year. There are still 80 games left to play, so there's still time to put it together. And look it, they didn't have Josh Norris last year, and they played the best hockey they played all year at the end of the season. Now, I understand that there isn't a lot of pressure on them at the end of the season either.
Right.
It doesn't matter if they win or lose because they're out of it. You know, so but they still figure out how to win hockey games and how to get other people to score goals. And they still finished 10th in the league in goal scoring, and they were almost 7th. I think they were only 2 goals away from being 6th or 7th in the league in goal scoring. And that was with a horrid power play. So it's not like they can't score goals, but you can't have people walking in 2-on-1s, missing the net, or shooting it in the goaltender's crest. Who are goal scorers, who are the people who are supposed to be scoring goals. If that's Danforth walking in there, all right, I get it, you know. But it can't be Tuck. It can't be Thompson. It can't be Dahlin. It can't be Kulik. It can't be those guys. Power Walk came out of the penalty box and had a great chance. Because really, at the end of the night, forget about the empty net. You lost by a goal, you know, against a team that dominated you for a lot of the game. But you hung in there. You stayed in there somehow because your goaltender stood on his head. And you still had a chance, even down right down the stretch. They had a chance until, what was it, 2 seconds left when the empty netter went in? So they had a chance until there was 2 seconds left in the game to tie that hockey game. And they Lindy Ruff so hit it on the head. They're way too fancy at times. It's like they want these, you know, highlight real goals. And they've scored one goal this year. How did they score it? Well, Samuelson gets the puck in the neutral zone. He gets it to Zucker. He doesn't stop. He goes straight to the net. Now, when a player on Buffalo's side goes to net, guess what happens? You bring a Boston player with you normally. So now you've got two guys around the net. And sure enough, it hit one of the Boston players in the leg. I think it was Peak. And it goes in the net. That's how goals are scored in the National Hockey League. You get people and pucks to the net. How many times did they do that in the last two games? We could probably count it on one hand.
Yep. Why did it go off Timmins, Paul? Well, because Timmins was there having to defend the Boston player that was by the net.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly. You know, and Lyon had no chance on that play. That's the way goals are scored. But if you're not willing to play that way, you know, and I'm very puzzled. I mean, I sat through training camp and heard how, you know, they're ready to go and they're excited and they're this, that, and the other thing. When? Where?
Yeah.
You've already given away two games.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready to play. And you're not ready to play the way you need to play to win hockey games.
good segue to what Lindy said here that I want your quick comment on. He said the level of compete to start the game was, quote, the worst I've seen. Paul, he's coached thousands of games here. Like, that's a pretty rough statement to make about your team here. In game two of the season, it's not like, oh, it was a four games and six nights sort of thing. No, like, how are you not ready to go?
And you couldn't see him, Brian. He was angry. He was holding back so he didn't explode live on the air. He was angry. He should be angry. These players should be angry. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I mean, where are these changes? Where is the attitude that this has to be the year? And then what? When it happens again, then the good players are going to come in and say, I want to be traded? Well, I don't want to hear anybody talk about being traded after those first two games, unless it's Alex Lyon. I mean, yeah, you're all part of the problem. I mean, don't sit here and try to put it on other people and say, well, this sucks. We didn't make the playoffs. I want to be traded. Maybe look in the mirror and play better.
Paul Hamilton in Boston, 3-1. The Bruins win it. The Sabres drop to 0-2. And, well, it doesn't get any easier, Paul. Let's finish with this. Colorado is Monday at 12:30. They've got to work hard because the Avalanche can make you pay very quickly if you're not sound defensively, if you're not skating hard. They've got a lot of speed and a lot of scoring talent.
Remember what they did last year in two different games?
That was the turnaround of the season, right? The 4-0 lead after one that turned into a 5-4 loss.
And they had what kind of a lead in Colorado? Was it 4-1, was it?
Yeah.
Or 3-1? Something like that?
There was at least a two-goal. Yeah, those two games.
I believe it was a 3-goal lead, not a 4-goal lead, and they blew that one too. So, you know, that's going to be in the back of their mind. And you know, I respect Jason Zucker, and he doesn't think they need a practice. I disagree. I respectfully disagree. I think they need a practice badly, but they're not going to have one. So, you know, they're gonna rest tomorrow, and they're going to be right back at it at, what is it, around noontime, 12:30, something like that, on Monday. And against a team that they have a mental block against. And if they come out and play against Colorado like they did in these two games, hang on, folks.
Colorado, by the way, at home tonight, playing in Denver, and they're just starting the second period against Dallas. So whatever fatigue kind of thing, I mean, there should be a slight edge to the Sabres in that sense. They've got a very short flight coming home. Okay, Paul, you have a safe trip home. Appreciate all your coverage tonight. We will talk to you on the pregame show on Monday, actually morning at 11:30.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great, Paul. Thank you. Paul Hamilton live at TD Garden in Boston with the Sabres final. I'll drop this one by a final score of 3-2-1. For all of you listening on our local affiliate stations, this is our time. We're going to say goodnight to you. But if you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or you can listen in on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll read some tweets when we come back. Send them in at Brian WGR. Also, all 32 teams are playing in the NHL. We'll kind of break down what's happening and see what teams are still off to a very good start. We know the Sabres are not. They have one goal in six periods. They fall tonight in Boston to drop to 0-2 on the season. I'm Brian Kulziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. How about Alex Lyon? And he's been at least the one bright spot so far here through two games. Dan Dunleavy on the call there with our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 3-1 Boston. I'll read some tweets here in a moment, but let's get connected with our fans. Powered by Verizon, get your local Verizon store today. Before we read a tweet, let's go to the phones, and let's get David here on the postgame. Hi, David. Go ahead. You're on the air. Ooh, okay. A little trouble with David there. He just dropped off. Let's go ahead and read some tweets here. You can send him in at Brian WGR. All right. So let's some of these tweets, tough to read. But Bart commenting here saying on the tough start, you know, that Alex Lyon says, hey, we need to think about our starts a little bit more. Bart says, that's on the coach. He goes, I don't know how you could come out flat. I think it's on everybody. I mean, it's game two of the season. There should be absolutely no reason why you're tired to start the game or not excited to play. I can even though it's not something that you would want to even give the appearance that you can let slide, you know, when they're playing 4 and 6 nights and it's game 55 of the season, whatever, like, how can you not be ready to go here in game 2? Like, just your body should be fine. You should be jacked up to play. Like, you're in the NHL. Like, man, how can you not be ready to go here? Just for Lindy Ruff to say it's the worst I've seen, I get, you know, he's coming off. He's very mad. I get it, you know. If we went through all 2,000 games that he's coached, like, you know, maybe it's not the worst he's ever seen. But it's for him to say that, though, like, that's worth something for sure. Steve says, this time I'll say that this feels worse than the Bills drought. I stopped watching the Sabres. I just can't commit the energy to it. I feel bad for people who have to watch it. So, yep. It's hard when you invest time and energy, and a lot of you even invest money going to games. I get it. I'm at the arena. I'm in the building. I understand the frustration with fans that go and pay good money, and you're hardworking, earn money to do it. So I understand why there's definitely some real, real frustration from fans, no doubt. Richard says, yes, he said, you know, a slow, soft start is just what this team is known for. It's not necessarily a fluke. It's been happening for years. Yep. Yeah, the slow starts. Now, remember last year, they were actually better to start games. They were good in the first period, and then they blew leads. And then the previous year, they were horrendous in the first period. That was Granados last year. But they got better as games went on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate, and they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
We kept saying, man, if they just would have come ready to play, you know, all these sort of things. You know, it's never, they're not good enough to just either be good at the start or be good at the end. Or like, look at tonight. We're like, oh, look at one Zucker scored. Like, they were good. Well, yeah, there's only 10 minutes left in the game. Like, you are not good enough to just do that. Remember back in the day, you know, when they made the playoffs, I know that, you know, go back into your brain. And remember the Briere teams and Drury teams and Matt, you know, Finneganoff and Van, remember they scored goals in bunches? Like, that team could just turn it on, and they'd score 3 goals in 3 minutes. And they scored goals in bunches, and they could just do that. This team can't do that. You have to play a full 60 minutes here to give yourself a chance, especially with these injuries. You aren't good enough. And Lindy is right. Paul is right. If Thompson and Dahlin and Tuck are not going to be great, they are not going to win. They just do not have the depth. They don't have the depth, especially with injuries. And they've got some right now. And if you know, if you didn't hear about Josh Norris earlier today, Lindy Ruff, when he met the media in Boston before the game, said he's going to be out a significant period of time. They didn't even throw the week to week on there. So we're talking significant. Like, I take that as months, or, you know, I'm not saying this is exactly what's happening, but I'll throw the month to month label on there for sure. Bright spot tonight, Alex Lyon, for sure. I've been happy with him so far. 3-1 the final. Real busy night in the NHL. Let's go ahead and see what's happening else here as all 32 teams are playing. Our scoreboard brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Saturday night, of course, we've got to pull out the great Hockey Night in Canada music. All right, games that are going on right now. Third period in Minnesota. They're just underway. Blue Jackets leading the Wild 4-2. In Nashville, with 14 minutes to go in the game, Predators leading the Utah Mammoth 2-1. Midway through the second in Colorado, that's for who the Sabres will play next. The Avs and the Stars are tied one apiece. Martin Natchez scoring. He's got three on the season so far for the Avalanche. Early first period in Edmonton, Vancouver and the Oilers going at it, and it's scoreless. And that one also scoreless with Vegas and Seattle. They're 7 minutes into the game there. Also early in the first period in San Jose, the Sharks already have a 1-0 lead on the Ducks. Tyler Toffoli with a goal in that one. Okay, now we go to the finals. Two afternoon games. Winnipeg holds on to beat Los Angeles 3-2. St. Louis gets their first win of the year. They win in Calgary 4-2. Overtime win for Carolina as they get a goal from Seth Jarvis with 17 seconds left into the OT to beat Philadelphia 4-3. Montreal gets a late goal. They beat Chicago 3-2. Toronto is up 2-0 in Detroit. The Red Wings end up coming back and winning big 6-3 over the Maple Leafs. Both of those teams are 1-1. Florida, no surprise. The machine keeps cooking. Panthers win 6-2 over Ottawa. Florida is now 3-0 on the season. Washington winning in New York against the Islanders 4-2, the final there. Rangers winning two in a row now. They beat the Penguins 6-1 tonight in Pittsburgh. New Jersey, 5-3 winners in Tampa Bay. They get their first win of the season. All right, Major League Baseball. There's one game going on tonight. It's deciding Game 5 in the NLDS. They're in Milwaukee with the Brewers and the Cubs, and in the bottom of the seventh inning right now, the Brewers have a 2-1 lead. All three runs have scored solo home runs in the game. Contreras and Vaughn hitting homers for the Brewers, Suzuki for the Cubs. That game on TBS if you want to watch it. Bottom of the seventh. Again, the winner will advance to the NL Championship. All right. Top 25 college football. Games going on right now. Number 5, Texas A&M trying to go to 6-0. They're leading Florida late in the fourth quarter, 31-17. Third quarter, good one in Auburn tonight. The number 10 ranked Georgia Bulldogs and the Auburn Tigers, they're all tied, 10 apiece. That game's on ABC if you want it, still halfway through the third quarter. Fourth quarter, out in the Coliseum, USC on the verge of an upset of number 15 Michigan, the Trojans leading 24-7 over the Wolverines. Starting the fourth quarter down in Texas, the Texas Tech leading Kansas right now, 28-17, early fourth quarter. That game on Fox if you want that one. Third quarter down in Baton Rouge, number 11 LSU leading or tied with South Carolina, 10-10 the score. Early second quarter in Arizona, number 18 BYU, a 14-7 lead over the Wildcats. Final scores, number 25 Florida State falling at home to Pitt, 34-31. The Panthers are now 4-2. Number 8 Alabama goes to 5-1. They win at number 14 Missouri, 27-24. Number 1 Ohio State goes to 6-0. They win in Champaign against number 17 Illinois, 34-16. Number 4 Ole Miss goes to 6-0. They hold on to beat Washington State, 24-21. Number 13 Georgia Tech goes to 6-0. They beat Virginia Tech, 35-20. Unranked Texas gets a nice game from Arch Manning. They beat number 6 Oklahoma to give them the Sooners their first loss, 23-6 in the Cotton Bowl today. The Irish improve to 4-2. Number 16 Notre Dame rolling NC State, 36-7. Oh, Paul Hamilton will hate to hear this score. Coach Prime and the Buffaloes upsetting number 22 Iowa State. Colorado winning 24-17. And how about number 7 Indiana? They go to 6-0. They win in Oregon, beating the number 3 Ducks 30-20. And one more final in the top 25. Number 12 Tennessee goes to 5-1. They beat Arkansas 34-31. If you're wondering about UB, well, they have the bye week. No game for the Bulls today. Okay. Busy Saturday scores. Tomorrow, don't forget, we got a London NFL game, 9:30. Jets are in London taking on the Broncos. TJ, you want the NFL? You gave me the music here. Let's go here. Good matchups tomorrow. No Lamar Jackson. Yeah, no Lamar Jackson for the Ravens. They are big underdogs at home against the Rams. If Baltimore loses, they drop to 1-5. Oof, even with Jackson coming back maybe after the bye. I think the biggest nemesis of the Bills besides the Chiefs, Baltimore, if they go to 1-5, they could be done. Also, go ahead. Yeah, and even with Jackson being back, if he does come back, Baltimore's defense is horrendous right now. So, yeah, you root for the Rams if you're the Bills tomorrow for sure. The 4-1 Colts, big favorites against Arizona. We just found out Kyler Murray won't go. It'll be Jacoby Brissett starting for Arizona against his old team. Dallas and Carolina playing tomorrow down in Charlotte. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. Seattle and Jacksonville, kind of an intriguing matchup there. The Seahawks 3-2 and the Jags 4-1. Also at 1, the Chargers 3-2. They're down in Miami to take on the 1-4 Dolphins. Pittsburgh at home, 3-1, hosting the 1-4 Browns. New England coming off the Bills, a win over the Bills last week. They're in New Orleans to take on the Saints. The 4 o'clock games, this is not a pretty one. 1-4 Tennessee at 1-4 Las Vegas. 4:25, I like this game a lot. Tampa Bay, I think the Bucs are super fun to watch. I love watching Baker Mayfield. They're 4-1, hosting the 4-1 San Francisco 49ers. Mac Jones going to start again for San Francisco tomorrow. 4:25 kickoff, the Packers are home for Cincinnati, who are starting Joe Flacco. Amazing. They sign him on Wednesday or trade for him on Wednesday. He's already starting. The late game tomorrow, could the Chiefs drop to 2-4? They're at home at Arrowhead, 2.5-point favorites against Detroit. Also tomorrow night, game 1 of the ALCS. TJ, are you on your game here to switch the music back? The Blue Jays are at home at Rogers Center taking on the Mariners. That's the top 2 seeds in the American League going at it tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. What do we think about the Blue Jays going to the World Series here? They've got one series to go. A lot of these players, if you're a Bisons fan, you saw almost the entire lineup at some point playing down at Salem Field. So, fun times. Yeah, I agree. Vladdy Guerrero, super fun player to watch. He was excellent in that series against the Yankees. And, yeah, that's tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Ton of good sports this weekend. Every NHL team playing today. A lot of college football and, as we said, NFL tomorrow. And, of course, the Bills, they play Monday, 7:15. All right, so what's the lineup for Monday on WGR? Well, we will be on the Bet 1520. Saturday, 11:30 pregame, 12:30 puck drop. Paul and myself will be taking you through the pregame show at 11:30. And then, of course, Dan and Rob will have the call at 12:30. Again, that'll be on the Bet 1520. While that game's going on, we'll start our Bills pregame coverage here on WGR. 7:15 kickoff. Earlier kickoff, there's a Monday night doubleheader. Don't forget, there's the Commanders and Bears that'll be playing an hour later. But the Bills and the Falcons, Buffalo with some injury battles. We know Matt Milano not going to play. You can check out all the information up on our website, WGR550.com. All right, well, I guess the last 10 minutes were, if you want to, you know, as Rob Ray said there, carry something over to Monday. Colorado's really good, and we know last year, the scars of last year, where certainly we'll be talking about it again on pregame on Monday at 11:30. But, hey, you know what? It's a day off of school for a lot of families and kids. So for their sake, I hope the Sabres play well. I am definitely who has a son who has taken him to many games, have been on the other end of you get excited, you take your kid to a game, and then nothing good happens. Well, we'll see maybe Monday against Colorado if it can happen. On the injury front, there's nothing really to be excited about, unfortunately, on Monday in terms of somebody coming back. Lindy Ruff already said Zach Benson's not going to play. They're hoping maybe for Wednesday in their next game. So obviously Norris is out a significant amount of time. No Lukanen, no Kesselring. That's still, you know, all week-to-week labels. Jordan Greenway, really no timetable there either. So this is the lineup you're going to see on Monday. 12:30, Sabres and Avalanche. We'll have it for you right here on the Bet 1520 in Buffalo. And with that, we will put a wrap on our postgame. I want to thank everybody for listening along the way. Thanks to our crew. TJ Luckman, our network producer. Thank you, TJ, as always. Tom Maddy is our engineer. Kyle Powell on our social media. Paul Hamilton, our reporter. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Culziel, the final again from Boston. Bruins 3, Sabres 1. Enjoy the NFL tomorrow. Have a good rest of your weekend. And I'll talk to you Monday at 11:30 in the morning from downtown Buffalo, Sabres and Avalanche, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.